Imagine a world where the never-ending pile of laundry folds itself with the elegance of a ballet dancer. This isn't science fiction, but a frontier where robotics, AI, and material science intersect. By the end of this lecture, you'll understand why folding clothes is a uniquely hard problem, how today's researchers are tackling it, and what breakthroughs could soon bring a quiet, efficient folding robot into everyday homes. Having established why folding matters, let's travel back to see how the idea evolved from toys to serious prototypes. Across the globe, households tackle roughly 3 kilograms of clean clothes per person each week, which adds up to over 1,000 hours of folding time per family every year.
In the United States alone,
a 2022 study by the Bureau of Labor Statistics found that the average adult spends about 45 minutes a day on laundry chores, and a large share of that is spent in the dreaded folding stage. When you compare that to the cost of commercial laundry services, the numbers become stark. A typical dry cleaning and folding package in Tokyo costs about 12,000 yen per month, whereas doing the same work at home consumes not just money for detergent, but also the opportunity cost of that precious time. Psychologically, the repetitive act of aligning hedges and pairing socks triggers a sense of unfinished business that lingers, a phenomenon researchers link to what psychologists call the Zeigarnik effect, where incomplete tasks stay in our minds longer than finished ones. This lingering annoyance fuels a desire for a seamless, hands-free solution, turning a mundane chore into a compelling problem for engineers. The robotics community has taken notice, shifting the narrative from novelty gadgets, like the 2014 Sony Haibo-inspired folding toy, to serious prototypes that can handle a variety of fabrics, sizes, and folding styles with industrial reliability. Cleaning agencies now justify grants not just on the basis of cool factor, but because eliminating the folding bottleneck could free up billions of labor hours worldwide, translating into economic gains and higher quality of life. In short, the human and economic stakes are high enough that a reliable laundry folding robot moves from being a gimmick to a genuine societal need. With that context in mind, let's rewind the clock and trace how the humble fold went from children's plaything to the cutting-edge research labs we see today. Those early machines highlighted the core challenges, which today's researchers confront at the perception level. In the early 1980s, hobbyists began modifying wind-up dolls and basic toy robots, attaching simple levers to mimic a folding motion. But the mechanisms were crude and depended entirely on manually placed garments. By the mid-1990s, academic groups at MIT and Carnegie Mellon produced the first true prototypes, like the AutoFold system, that used a motorized arm and a set of pre-programmed crease patterns, yet it could only handle uniform, flat sheets, such as towels. The limitations were stark. The robots could not detect the edges of a shirt, nor adjust to variations in fabric thickness, leading to frequent jams and misfolds. A watershed moment arrived in 2016 when Foldamate unveiled a showroom demonstration, showing a compact countertop unit that could take a pile of shirts and produce a neat stack in under a minute. While the public was excited, engineers quickly realized the device relied on a fixed grasping geometry and required users to sort clothes by type before loading, an engineering compromise that restricted real-world use. That same year, a team at the University of Tokyo introduced a vision-guided folding arm that used stereo cameras to locate sleeve ends, marking the first genuine attempt to let the robot perceive and adapt on the fly. Around the same time, the OpenAI Robotics Lab released an open-source dataset of garment images paired with fold trajectories, giving researchers a common benchmark and shifting the focus from hobbyist tinkering to systematic, perception-driven research. These breakthroughs, integrating vision, tactile feedback, and learning-based motion planning, transformed laundry folding from a novelty into a legitimate scientific challenge pursued in robotics labs worldwide. As we move forward, the next step is to understand how modern perception systems cope with the chaotic reality of everyday laundry, which is the focus of our upcoming discussion. Once a robot can see a garment, the next hurdle is how to physically manipulate that slippery, flexible object. But before it can even grab anything, it has to decode a bewildering visual puzzle. Fabric is not a rigid block, but a deformable sheet that folds, wrinkles, and drapes in infinite ways, and its surface can be glossy, matte, or even partially transparent, which confuses traditional computer vision pipelines. Adding to the difficulty, a single piece of clothing often hides behind itself, so the robot only captures a partially occluded view, yet it must infer the hidden contours to plan a reliable grasp. Researchers have turned to RGBD cameras that provide both color and depth, allowing a robot to sense the three-dimensional shape of a shirt as it lies on a pile, while tactile arrays embedded in soft fingertips deliver pressure maps that reveal how the cloth is yielding under touch. In 2021, the MIT Media Lab unveiled a fiber optic force sensor that can sense minute bending forces across a fingertip, giving the system a sense of the cloth's stiffness and helping it distinguish a cotton tee from a silk blouse. On the algorithmic side, deep learning models now run end-to-end pipelines that first segment cloth from background, then estimate a full 3D pose of each garment, and finally classify the material by analyzing texture cues and reflectance properties. The SegNet cloth architecture, for example, uses a convolutional encoder to label each pixel as part of a shirt, pant leg, or towel, and then a graph-based refinement step predicts how the fabric folds in three dimensions. All of these advances are benchmarked against publicly released datasets like CLOTH3D, which provides thousands of synthetically rendered garments with ground truth geometry, and LaundryNet, a real-world collection of 10,000 images annotated with material types and occlusion masks. Researchers evaluate performance using metrics such as intersection over union for segmentation, mean per joint error for pose estimation, and classification accuracy for material detection, pushing the field toward robust perception that works in messy home environments. With these sensing and AI tools finally able to grasp the visual complexity of cloth, we are ready to ask the next big question. How does the robot turn this understanding into the delicate motions needed to fold a t-shirt without tearing it? Effective manipulation demands intelligent decision-making, which is where modern machine learning architecture is coming to play. The first piece of that puzzle is the gripper itself, and researchers have moved far beyond rigid claws to soft robotic fingers that can conform to the bubbles and folds of a t-shirt, using silicone actuators that squeeze like a gentle hand. Some teams, like the MIT Soft Grasp Lab in 2022, combine those compliant pads with a low-pressure vacuum channel, letting the robot latch onto a shirt's collar without crushing the fabric, while KAIST's 2023 hybrid system added a tiny magnetic edge to handle synthetic blends that resist suction. Grasping is only half the battle. Once a garment is in hand, the robot must plan a trajectory that respects its extreme deformability. And that's where physics-based simulators such as NVIDIA's Flex or the open-source Deformable Object Toolkit come in, allowing a neural network to predict how a fabric will drape as the arm lifts, rotates, and flattens it. By training on millions of simulated folds, the robot learns to choose a path that minimizes unwanted wrinkles, much like a human would smooth a shirt before folding. Closed-loop control then stitches perception to action. Tactile arrays embedded in the fingertips provide real-time strain data, which can be fed to a model predictive controller that adjusts grip force on the fly, whereas a pure sensor feedback loop might simply react after a slip is detected. Google DeepMind's 2024 project demonstrated a full pipeline, soft gripper, physics-informed planner, and model predictive controller that could take a crumpled blouse from a laundry basket, unfold it on a flat surface, and execute a perfect tri-fold in under 20 seconds, beating earlier MIT and KAIST prototypes that required manual re-grasping. These case studies illustrate that the magic of modern laundry folding robots lies not just in seeing the garment, but in orchestrating a nuanced dance of compliance, simulation, and feedback to turn a chaotic pile into a tidy stack. Next, we'll explore how these manipulation decisions are encoded in high-level policies, and why reinforcement learning has become the lingua franca for teaching robots to make those split-second choices. Algorithmic prowess must be married to robust system engineering to create a complete folding station. In a world of laundry robots, reinforcement learning provides the backbone for teaching a robot to execute a sequence of folds, because each action changes the garment's shape, and the state space is astronomically large. Early work at MIT in 2020 showed a deep Q network learning to fold a single t-shirt by rewarding the reduction in surface area after each crease. But the policy quickly hit a wall when the task grew beyond a single piece. Researchers solved that by introducing curriculum learning. They first trained the robot on simple flat cloths, then gradually added sleeves, collars, and multiple garments, letting the network build on a foundation of basic motions before tackling the combinatorial explosion of a full laundry basket. Parallel to the pure neural approaches, hybrid symbolic neural systems emerged, where a folding grammar, this marriage of explicit heuristics with learned perception, lets the robot respect fabric constraints while still benefiting from the adaptability of deep networks. Transfer learning bridges the gap between simulation and reality. Models trained in high-fidelity simulators like SoftGym are fine-tuned on a handful of real-world trials, dramatically cutting down the data collection cost. To make that transfer robust, engineers apply domain randomization, varying cloth material properties, lighting and camera noise in simulation, so the learned policy can generalize when the robot meets a cotton tee versus a silk blouse. The result is a hierarchical controller. A high-level planner selects the next subtask, say, fold sleeves, while a low-level policy handles the precise gripper motions, each layer informed by both learned experience and symbolic rules. This layered architecture not only improves reliability, but also simplifies debugging, because failures can be traced to the planner or the actuator level. As we blend reinforcement, curriculum, and hybrid approaches, the robot moves from clumsy trial and error to a disciplined, almost human-like folding routine, setting the stage for the next challenge, integrating perception, actuation, and learning into a seamless, real-time folding pipeline. With a working system in place, we need to measure its real-world performance against meaningful benchmarks. The first step in turning a set of clever algorithms into a usable folding station is to design a mechanical layout that moves laundry efficiently. Most research labs now use a low-profile conveyor belt that feeds garments into a sorting bin, where a vision system tags each item by type and size. From there, articulated robot arms, often a dual-arm setup, like the KUKA OBREY used in the 2022 Stanford Laundry Lab, pick up the sorted pieces and hand them to a folding cradle that mimics a human's wrist motion. On the software side, we glue everything together with ROS2, which gives us a publisher-subscriber backbone for real-time perception action loops, so the camera feed can instantly trigger a motion plan without missing the next piece on the belt. Safety monitoring is baked into the stack via the ROS2 safety framework, which continuously checks joint limits and stops the arms if a human hand intrudes. A necessity, after the 2021 incident and a commercial prototype where a child's finger was nearly caught. Human-robot interaction is then layered on top. A touchscreen interface lets users select folding styles, while natural language voice commands like fold the shirts loosely are parsed by a lightweight on-device speech recognizer that translates intent into parameter tweaks for the motion planner. There are recoveries handled by a watchdog node that detects when a garment slips, pauses the line, and asks the user via a friendly voice prompt whether to retry or discard the item. When we think about scaling these stations, the household version can fit under a standard kitchen counter and rely on a single 1kW motor, whereas a commercial laundromat model might cascade multiple belts and parallel robot arms to achieve a throughput of 200 garments per hour, as demonstrated by the startup FoldMade in their 2023 pilot. By carefully aligning the mechanical flow, ROS2 middleware, safety layers, and intuitive human interfaces, we create a cohesive folding station that can be tested in real homes and larger facilities alike, setting the stage for the next step, benchmarking its performance in the wild. Current metrics reveal gaps that fuel the next wave of research questions. When we talk about speed, we usually measure how many items a robot can fold per minute, but that number is only meaningful if the folds are correct. A machine that crams 10 shirts together in 30 seconds, but leaves them half-folded is no better than a slower, more precise system that reliably produces a 98% accuracy rate. In the 2022 FoldingMate prototype, engineers reported a peak throughput of 12 shirts per minute, yet the accuracy hovered around 85%, whereas the MIT ClothBot, though slower at about 8 items per minute, consistently achieved over 96% correctly folded garments. Energy consumption matters as well. Domestic appliances typically stay under 150 watts to avoid overloading circuits, and noise must stay below 40 decibels if we expect users to run them while watching TV or working from home. The latest Laundroid 2 model pushes the envelope by drawing only 120 watts and emitting a barely audible hum, but its battery-backed version still struggles to meet the 35 decibel target set by consumer electronic standards. Reliability is captured by metrics like mean time between failures, and a robust folding robot should aim for at least several thousand hours of continuous operation. The ClothBot team reported a mean time between failures of 2,300 hours after implementing a fault-tolerant gripper design that can recover from slipped fabrics without halting the entire cycle. FoldMate's earlier units suffer from a 1,200-hour MTBF, prompting a redesign of their sensor suite to reduce false positives that caused frequent jams. Across the board, fault-tolerant architectures, redundant vision pipelines, self-diagnosing actuators, and software watchdogs are now standard because a single misgrasp can cascade into a cascade of errors that ruin an entire batch of laundry. Comparing the leading prototypes, we see a trade-off spectrum. FoldMate offers higher speed but lower accuracy and shorter MTBF. Laundroid emphasizes energy efficiency and low noise, but still lags in consistent folding of complex garments, while MIT's ClothBot balances moderate speed with high accuracy, superior reliability, and a modular design that researchers can upgrade. These benchmark figures not only let us evaluate where each system stands today, but also spotlight the performance gaps, such as achieving 15 items per minute with over 95% accuracy while staying under 30 decibels. That will drive the next generation of research. In the next section, we will explore how these gaps translate into concrete engineering challenges, from tactile sensing to adaptive control strategies, and what emerging solutions are on the horizon. Beyond the technical frontiers, we must contemplate the broader societal and ethical ripple effects. One of the most pressing challenges is generalizing our folding robots to novel garment types and mixed loads. A robot that can handle a crisp cotton shirt today may stumble over a stretchy yoga pant or a delicate silk scarf, and building a taxonomy that captures these material nuances is still an open problem. In 2023, researchers at MIT CSAIL demonstrated a few-shot learning approach that could adapt to a new shirt style after seeing only 3 examples. Yet scaling that to the thousands of fashion variations sold globally remains elusive. Parallel to that, self-supervised methods that harvest visual and tactile feedback from everyday use hold promise for reducing the need for costly human annotated datasets. But they must learn to ignore background clutter and lighting changes without collapsing into trivial solutions. Another frontier is integrating laundry sorting and ironing into a unified pipeline. So a robot could first separate whites from colors, then fold, and finally press a crease-critical blouse. All in one continuous pass, a vision that echoes the fully automated laundromats imagined by James Dyson in his 2020 speech on household robotics. Social acceptance introduces a whole new layer of complexity. People may worry about a robot peeking into their personal wardrobe, raising privacy concerns that echo the debates around smart home cameras in 2021. Trust will hinge on clear accountability. If a robot burns a delicate blouse, who is responsible, the manufacturer or the user? Cultural attitudes also vary. In Japan, household robots have enjoyed media-friendly portrayals since the 1980s. While in many Western homes, the idea of a robot handling intimate clothing still feels intrusive. Addressing these questions will require interdisciplinary collaboration. Engineers, ethicists, designers, and even fashion historians must work together to shape a future where robots are both capable and welcomed. As we map these research pathways, we set the stage for evaluating how well emerging solutions meet the performance standards we outlined earlier. Which brings us to the next part of our discussion. Benchmarking and real-world validation. Having explored both the promise and the responsibilities, we can now synthesize the journey. First, consider how laundry folding robots could reshape domestic labor markets. A 2023 study by the Economic Policy Institute estimated that up to 3 million households might replace human folding services, a shift that could disproportionately affect women, who still perform about 60% of household chores, according to the OECD. This reallocation of time could free up hours for caregiving or professional work, but it also risks entrenching gendered expectations if the technology is marketed primarily as a women's convenience device. On the environmental front, the carbon footprint of a robot's plastic housing and lithium-ion batteries might initially outweigh the energy savings from reduced washing and drying cycles. Yet a life cycle analysis by the University of Cambridge in 2025 suggested that after 2 years of use, the net emissions could drop by roughly 15% thanks to optimized folding algorithms that minimize ironing. Data privacy adds another layer of complexity. Many prototypes embed cameras to scan fabric textures, raising concerns that intimate details of one's wardrobe could be harvested by companies. A breach highlighted in the 2024 privacy scandal involving a smart closet startup that inadvertently uploaded users' clothing images to a public cloud. To mitigate these risks, policymakers are drafting frameworks such as the European Union's upcoming Domestic Robotics Directive, which mandates transparent data handling, mandatory recycling labels for robot components, and accessibility standards to prevent a digital divide in household automation. Industry groups like the Robotics Industries Association are also championing voluntary certifications that verify robots meet ethical guidelines, echoing similar efforts in autonomous vehicle regulation. By weaving together labor economics, environmental science, and privacy law, we see that responsible deployment requires a multidisciplinary governance model rather than a purely technical rollout. In the next and final section, we will look ahead to emerging research frontiers that aim to align these socio-technical challenges with the next generation of folding robots. We've just come from a deep dive into the societal and ethical currents that will ride the wave of laundry folding robots. So let's now bring the discussion back to the 3 technical pillars that have carried us this far. First, perception has moved from fuzzy depth cameras in 2018 to high-resolution tactile arrays that can tell a cotton tee from a silk blouse by feeling its weave, and that ability to see and feel every wrinkle is what lets the robot plan a fold rather than just flail. Second, manipulation has gone from clunky parallel jaw grippers to dexterous, under-actuated fingers that actively reshape fabric, a leap demonstrated by the MIT Soft Robotics Lab in their 2022 FlexiHand prototype. Third, the AI engine that stitches those two worlds together has evolved from rule-based planners to transformer-style models trained on millions of simulated garments, a shift that cut planning time from minutes to seconds, as the Stanford Fold That paper showed last year. When you line those three up, seeing, handling, and learning, you get a system that finally treats laundry as a continuous deformable object, rather than a collection of rigid parts. And that convergence is what turned a once messy hobby into a viable engineering problem. Looking ahead, the roadmap is surprisingly concrete. By 2027, we expect to see beta units in pilot homes that can process a full load of mixed fabrics with less than 5 minutes of human supervision. And by 2032, a commercial version should be on supermarket shelves alongside robot vacuums. Companies like Foldimate, now backed by a $120 million Series C round, are already scaling the hardware, while research groups are open-sourcing their simulation pipelines to accelerate software development. So as we close, I invite you to picture how a modest robot on the kitchen counter could change daily routines, free up time for creative pursuits, and even reshape the labor market for household work. The question isn't just whether the robot can fold a shirt, but how the presence of such sophisticated deformable object robots will alter our relationship with home, with work, and with the very notion of what tasks deserve automation. With those possibilities in mind, let's carry forward the excitement and responsibility we've explored, as the next chapters of robotics promise to turn more of our messy human-scale problems into elegant machine-solved solutions.